ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hi, I'm Patricia Carvelis, host of Politics Now, the ABC's podcast unpacking the latest political news. Every week you'll hear me and the sharpest political minds at the ABC.
Ritual humiliation at which everybody laughs and pretends to be entertained by Donald Trump. That's on the Trump bingo card.
So join me for Politics Now on the ABC Listen app.
For many years, he was considered a pariah on the world stage. But Donald Trump has now brought the Saudi crown prince back into the fold. We know the US president wants to do business with the wealthy Gulf state. But what else is he hoping to get out of it? Today, New York Times contributor Noah Shachman on how Donald Trump wants America to be a lot more like Saudi Arabia. How he's trying to achieve it. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal Land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily. Noah, let's start with this visit to Washington by the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. It was a rather lavish affair, wasn't it? I mean, they really laid it on for him.
Beyond lavish. Honestly, I've never seen anything like it.
And it is indeed my honor to welcome to the White House a great friend and a man of leadership, vision, courage, and strength, His Royal Highness Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. We're delighted to have you with us at the White House. Very special. Very, very special.
Not only did they have this sort of big formal affair at the White House, not only did they have all kind of meet and greets, but then the next day, they basically had a kind of like open call for business, a kind of forum, a kind of conference for all kinds of major U.S. companies to do business with Saudi Arabia. And vice versa. I've really never seen anything like that with a head of state before.
Yeah, it was certainly extravagant. Well, of course, Prince Mohammed has not been on US soil since the death of the American journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who was killed and dismembered by Saudi agents in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in 2018.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He hasn't been on U.S. soil in 7 years. And Trump was asked about it.
And Your Royal Highness, the U.S. intelligence concluded that you orchestrated the brutal murder of a journalist.
Who are
Why
you?
Should Americans trust
who are you? With?
And the same to you, Mr. President.
Now, who are you with?
I'm with ABC News, sir.
You're with who?
ABC News, sir.
Fake news. ABC fake news. One of the worst. One of the worst in the business. But I'll answer your question. Okay.
And got very mad and basically said it was no big deal and said, you know, stuff happens, basically, which is pretty atrocious.
You're mentioning somebody that was extremely controversial. A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen. But he knew nothing about it. And we can leave it at that. You don't have to embarrass our guest by asking a question like that.
And moreover, he called the Crown Prince a human rights champion.
Extremely respected man in the Oval Office today and a friend of mine for a long time, a very good friend of mine. And I'm very proud of the job he's done. What he's done is incredible in terms of human rights and everything else.
Which is pretty wild considering that Saudi Arabia has executed 241 people in this year alone, making it really one of the global leaders in executing its own citizens. Mm-hmm. It's pretty disgusting.
All right, well, Noah, let's consider then why it is that the US president is gushing over the crown prince. He's pretty keen to do business with the Saudis, isn't he?
Yeah, so there's all kinds of reasons, but a reason I focused in on in the Times is he's welcoming the Saudi prince back in some ways because he wants to be like him. He wants to act like him. In a lot of ways, Donald Trump is modeling his presidency after what Saudi Arabia is up to, believe it or not. And so that not only includes the valuing of oil wealth and really like trying to base more and more of the economy around oil and natural gas. Mm. But he's also taking a page in his own way from the Saudi Arabian approach to human rights, as in he doesn't love them too much. He's taking a page from the Saudi Arabian approach to press freedom. He's not a really big fan of that. And he is making more and more of the U.S. economy look like the Saudi economy in that its connections to the ruling family, in this case, the Trump family, that gets billion-dollar deals. And the state then also turns around and invests money in key industries, which is something strong men have been doing for decades, and Saudi Arabia is one of them.
So Donald Trump, he kind of likes the style of the Crown Prince. Now, we should mention, of course, that Donald Trump has stepped back from green energy. So he's been doing a lot of deals with leaders of the gas and oil industry in the United States, hasn't he?
He has, but ironically, this is one area in which he differs from the Saudis. He loves more oil and gas more than the Saudis in some ways. The Saudis are actually pushing hard to make half of their electricity generated by renewable power by 2030. Trump, on the other hand, is basically waging an all-out war on solar and wind.
We will not allow a windmill to be built in the United States. They're killing us. They're killing the beauty of our scenery, our valleys, our beautiful plains. And I'm not talking about airplanes. I'm talking about beautiful plains, beautiful areas in the United States. And you look up and you see windmills all over the place.
He's looking to punish companies that actually deploy solar and wind. It's really nuts.
Wow. Okay. But Saudi Arabia is actually running out of oil, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So oil is getting harder to drill all over the world and more expensive. And so Saudi Arabia, it's actually cheaper for them to put up solar panels to supply electricity in their country. And so they're trying to make the transition away. Meanwhile, Trump has pulled the plug on the biggest solar power projects here in America, things that were going to supply power to millions of Americans and to supply tens of thousands of jobs. Mm. And the reason is because it's the official policy of the Trump administration that oil and gas are the lifeblood of America. And anything that interferes with that lifeblood is bad and needs to be fought.
Mm. So this all goes to his mantra, drill, baby, drill.
Drill, baby, drill. Drill, baby, drill. Drill, baby, drill.
Yeah, but it's actually more than that. It's weirder than that. Trump has really made oil and gas central to American power and is sort of identifying America with oil and gas in a way that's never been done before. Mm. And in that way, if you decide for an alternative to oil and gas, you as a country, that is somehow in the Trump administration mind hurting America. If you want to get yourself, wean yourself off of oil and natural gas, that is somehow hurting America. And so they've actually taken all kinds of measures to try to make sure that the world doesn't get itself off of oil and gas and stays with fossil fuels forever.
But I mean, part of his drill, baby, drill mantra is about the U.S. not being dependent on foreign oil.
Right. But the U.S. actually crossed over to being energy independent, you know, net energy independent years and years ago. This is far beyond that. This is actually punishing companies of forcing natural gas down certain countries' throats if they want to get American tariffs lowered. Mm. This is about sabotaging UN deals to try to transition to renewable energy. This is much more than drill, baby, drill. In fact, it's so much more that even some American oil and gas executives kind of hate it. Why? Because Trump is demanding so much oil supply be put on the market that it's actually lowered the price of oil and is eating into their profit margins. So it's too much for even oil and gas executives here in America.
Mm, so Donald Trump is basically encouraging the use of oil and gas around the world at a time when many nations, including, as you say, Saudi Arabia, are actually converting to green power.
When it comes to oil and gas, it's like he's more Catholic than the Pope.
Oh, Just so I've got this straight, Noah, you're saying that he actually wants to make America more like Saudi Arabia and other Persian Gulf kingdoms. Have I got that right?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, Donald Trump, he has, Noah, then brought the Saudi leader in from the cold. He has elevated him into a pretty powerful position on the global stage, hasn't he?
He has. Well, I mean, look, the ruler of Saudi Arabia is always going to have a powerful position, right? I mean, for 80 years, the Saudi ruler, whoever it is, has had a powerful position. But Trump has forged an alliance with him that's really increased the Saudi power. And you can see that in the deals with American and international companies that Trump is brokering.
And I want to thank you because you've agreed to invest $600 billion into the United States. And because he's my friend, he might make it a trillion, but I'm going to have to work on him.
And you can see that, you know, that, you know, because the Saudis are functionally aligned with Israel and against Iran, you've seen how Trump has acted in the Middle East. So yeah, he's absolutely more than brought him in from the cold. He's bringing him up to new heights.
Yeah, and he's agreed to sell F-35 fighter jets to Saudi Arabia. That's an arrangement that the US has with Israel. How significant are those sort of deals in your view?
They're incredibly significant. I mean, it's like one of the few ways in which this U.S. administration has broken with Israel is to sell the Saudis those fighter jets. They're, you know, some of the most advanced jets that the U.S. has, along with the F-22. So, yeah, no, I mean, it's a big deal. You know, this is the kind of technology that was really only reserved for America and its very closest allies. And to see the Saudis do it, it's a real marker for where the Trump administration sees its relationship with Saudi Arabia.
What about the business deals? They're good for the Trump family, right? For the family business.
Yeah. Whew, there's so many of them. It's hard to know where to start. Oh. You know, in Saudi, they're like literally building a series of Trump towers there. There's all kinds of chips and crypto deals in the larger Persian Gulf region that are enriching both the Trump family, the families of Steve Witkoff, the big foreign policy negotiator for Trump, and for Howard Lutnick, the commerce secretary. Look, it's a real cash grab right now, and the Persian Gulf region is supplying a lot of the money.
Although Donald Trump says he does have nothing to do with the family business at the moment, of course.
Sure. Very believable.
Well, Noah, what you're saying, I suppose, from everything that you've told us, is that we should really be paying close attention to this relationship that Donald Trump is forging with the Saudis.
Yeah, I do think it's really important to keep an eye on this. It may, you know, I know there's a lot going on in the world right now and a lot of it is messed up, but this relationship with the Saudis is a big deal. And I think this transition from America trying to be energy independent to actually actively attacking renewables, that's a big development too. It's very new. And, you know, the consequences are like literally the planet. And look, it's ironic, you know, 10 years ago, the U.S. was considered one of the global leaders in the fight to curb climate change. And China was considered, you know, the global pariah, you know, the world's biggest polluter. These days, China's the world's biggest exporter of green technology. It's building electric cars like crazy. And the U.S. is taking more and more of a stance as a climate villain. And, you know, as an American, I hate it.
All right. And in the end, what's it all about, really?
Look, I think his ultimate aim is to turn the U.S. into more of a petrostate, into more of a state in which, you know, oil and gas are central to the state's power. And any threat to oil and gas is a threat to the state itself and must be crushed. And it's a vision of America that's really dark and really bad and hasn't really worked out for other countries. So it's kind of wild that Trump is trying to adopt it here.
Noah Shachman is a contributing writer and editor. You can find his piece on Donald Trump's links to the Saudis in the New York Times. This episode was produced by Sydney Peed. Audio production by Sam Dunn. Our supervising producer is David Coney. I'm Sam Hawley. Thanks for listening.